Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 12th of February 2026. The snowpack remains prone to triggering. Fresh wind slabs require caution. All day it applies above the tree line considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the tree line, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the tree line, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to east. Avalanches can as before be released easily. They can be triggered in the old snowpack and reach large size in isolated cases. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the tree line. The avalanche-prone locations are difficult to recognize. As a consequence of the occasionally strong wind, fresh snowdrift accumulations will form. These are in some cases prone to triggering on northwest to north to east facing aspects. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack serve as an alarm indicating the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible in isolated cases. And now the snowpack. Some snow will fall in some regions. The wind will be strong in some regions. The fresh wind slabs will be deposited on surface hoar in some places above the tree line. This applies in particular on northwest, north and east facing slopes. Above the tree line, the snowpack will be prone to triggering. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east facing slopes. Below the tree line as well as steep sunny slopes, the snowpack is fairly homogeneous and its surface has a crust that is barely capable of bearing a load. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Friday, the 13th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.